Hello, everyone. Come on in. I'm getting here just a minute early to check all the settings and stuff. So I can make sure I hadn't done one of these meetings since camp. So how's everybody doing tonight? Let's see. Okay, I do need to allow y'all to unmute yourself, but don't unmute yourself yet. Because I will want y'all to be able to unmute yourselves when we get into what we're doing. How's everybody doing tonight? Let me turn on the chat. Let me change my name. All the things. Be sure that you're muted. And I've got the power to mute everybody, but then you can still unmute yourself if you want to come on and talk. So, all right. Oops, let me go back up here and rename myself. All right. I am Coach Betsy. I'll do no BS, Coach Betsy. That's what I've got on my regular Zoom. Oh, good. Pam just finished watching the notes from the call this morning. But it's okay if you haven't seen the call from this morning, because we are going to go over everything that Corinne covered and more. So, all right. So just a few little announcements. Everybody, welcome to, I love what we're calling it, Deep Dive Wednesday. And so this is every Wednesday this month, we're going to have a, you know, twofer. I guess we've just got one more week here, but we've got a twofer where Corinne does a call in the morning and then one of the coaches does a call in the afternoon. And so, and we're going to talk about what Corinne talked in the morning and journal together, and then really go through this specific type of thought work that we discussed this morning. So let me kind of get my little announcements here. Just so you all know, we are in a Zoom meeting. And so the difference between a Zoom meeting is that you all can see each other, right? Like the Brady Bunch. We always call these the Brady Bunch meetings. So for some reason you all don't want to be on camera, or you need to run to the bathroom or something like that, then just feel free to turn your camera off, and also be sure you're muted right now. And then you don't have to turn on your video at all if you don't want to. Even if you want to come on and say, you know, talk and participate, just feel free to turn your video on or off. I'd love to see your face, but it's up to you. And then if someone gets unmuted and I don't hear it, just put it in the chat. And it's kind of like camp where we, you know, we all kind of help each other. And if y'all hear something weird, just let me know and I'll mute everybody. But I think everybody's muted right now other than me. Let's see. So if you all don't know, the link to all of the stuff that's at Thoughts 2.0 is at nobswomen.com. I'm going to give y'all the direct link to the hub in the chat, just to make sure that's where all the video replays are. That's where your workbook is. That's where, you know, everything that you need to do Thoughts 2.0 is. You don't even need a workbook tonight. All you need is just a blank piece of paper, a journal. I think it'd be fun. Everybody, like, hold up what you're going to journal in so we can all see what you're journaling in. I see iPads. I see my digital divas. I'm working on being a digital diva, y'all. I got my iPad. Hadn't done anything with it yet, but got your journals, got your piece of paper. See, I love just seeing all the different things, right? It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can literally just be a piece of paper. So, all right. So let's go ahead and get going, because we just have an hour. We want to limit these calls to an hour, and y'all know I could talk all night long. So what we're going to do tonight, I know y'all are like me and you kind of want to know what the plan is. So what we're going to do, if y'all attended MJ's call last week, you kind of know how it's going to work. But what we're going to do is start with journaling. So I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes here in just a second. And I'm going to give you all some journal prompts. I'm actually going to share my screen with you all. I've just got like a very simple Word document, or not Word, but Pages document that I'm going to use to, where is my Pages document, by the way? I have so many screens up, y'all. It's not even funny. Where did my Pages doc go? There it goes. Okay. I'm going to give you all some prompts, some journal prompts. And so this week, I want you all to journal on body, weight, or life issues. So anything about your body, anything about your weight, anything just about your life. Maybe that's relationships. Maybe that's your work. I mean, it's pretty broad this week. But I'm going to give you just some suggested journal prompts, but I just want you all to write about something to do with your body, your weight, or something in your life so that we can just work on finding the facts of the situation, finding the thoughts, finding the feelings, and finding the actions. Okay, so y'all can really get practice in figuring out the difference between all those different parts of your journaling. Okay. So, okay, y'all can hear me. Maybe there was somebody who couldn't hear me. So, okay, we're good. All right. And so let me share my screen real quick with that. And I will give you the prompts. And let me know if you can see the prompts there. Hold on a minute. I got to find the chat now. There we go. Okay. Do y'all see the prompts? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start the timer for 5 minutes. And so now I just want you all to journal about following using one of these prompts, or just journals, just anything that you want to write about where it comes to body, weight, or life. Okay. So feel free to turn on some music if you want to. I'm just going to sit here in the quiet and start the timer, and we will go. All right, get to journaling. All righty, we have got, the time is up. Let me stop sharing my screen. And then, all right, did y'all get some good work? You can get, let me mute all, hold on a minute. Okay, it's amazing what kind of journaling you can get done in 5 minutes, right? That's what I've been practicing doing lately, is literally just setting a timer for 5 minutes. And it's amazing that your brain is like, and I go ahead and start the timer and my brain is like, oh my gosh, we got to get to writing. We got to get to thinking about what we want to write about. Right. And so it just really focuses your brain super quick. So it's just amazing what you can get out in 5 minutes. So, all right. Yeah. But it does go by fast. Right. So, all right. What we're going to do next is I want you all to look at your journaling and underline the facts. Go through and underline the facts. And I want y'all to say in the chat, what is a fact? How do we talk about facts around here in OBS? Boring. Thank you, Becky. The most boring facts in the world. Carrie, I have fat rolls. That's a thought, not a fact. How you define fat rolls and how somebody else defines fat rolls is totally different. Could you prove it in court, right? Facts are the most boring thing in the world. So I want a few of y'all to raise your hand if you want to give me a fact. And I will unmute you. And let's get going. All right, Anne, give me a fact. There you go.
Since I've lost the weight, I've come a long way since I've lost the weight.
I've come a long way as a thought, right? Your definition of long way is totally different than somebody else, right? Okay. So that's your thought. So a fact would be a number of pounds that you've lost. Numbers are a good definition, a good example of a fact.
Okay.
Totally boring.
I've lost 106 pounds.
That is an amazing fact. And that's amazing that you did that. Congratulations. All right. And so I've come a long way with your thought about it.
I have a lot of wrinkles from my loose skin.
A lot.
And I look older.
A lot of those are all thoughts. All thoughts. A lot is your definition, right? So if there's any kind of adjectives, if there's any kind of like descriptor words, it's not a fact, right? It's your thought about it, because your definition of a lot is different than my definition. And so it can't be a fact that everyone would agree on. That's another definition of a fact. Everyone would agree. Like, I might not agree that you have a lot of wrinkles compared to somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go on to Shannon. What you got, Shannon?
Well, now I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay, well, tell me.
My skin is crepey.
My skin is crepey is a thought. Because crepey...
I can prove it.
No, well, but and here's the other thing. Do you want it to be a fact, or do you want it to be a thought that maybe you could work on, you know, turning down?
Yes.
Okay.
Turn down on that.
Okay. So let's just agree that it's a thought, right?
Yeah.
Because again, your definition of crepey is a descriptor. Crepey is an adjective, right? And so it's not a fact. It's not a fact to all of us.
Stuff for crepey skin.
What'd you say?
They sell stuff for crepey skin.
Yes. They sell stuff for, but again, your definition is different from someone else's. So let's agree it's a thought, all right? All right. This is so good though, because I think Jane. Oops, where are you, Jane? There you go, Jane.
I step on the scale.
Okay.
I step on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
I weigh 203 pounds.
Yes, that is a thought. That's a number. Like when I step on, I stepped on the scale today and I weighed 203 pounds. You could prove that in court, right? You could show us a picture. Those are your only facts. Probably the rest are thoughts, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Good job. All right. Let's do one more and then we're going to move on to the thoughts. Erin.
Hi. So I think mine is more about life than weight loss. And what I feel like is a fact is that I want to be a mother and a wife.
So a fact would be I am a mother and a wife because you are. I mean, again, that's a very boring fact. Like you have proof that you've had children and you have a birth certificate and you have a wedding certificate. Or a wedding license. So I am a mother in a life. If it's something like I want, then that would go in the thought line.
So my thought is just.
Oh, well, maybe you're not a mother or a wife yet.
No, that's like what I'm trying to, what I would like to change or the thought that I would like to change is that I will never find my person and get to be a mother.
Okay.
So I thought my fact in here was that I want to be a mother and a wife.
That's a thought. Anything that you want is a thought. So the fact is that you are not married or you are single and you do not have children.
Okay.
That's the fact. That's the only fact going on. Okay. That's a good example kind of outside of weight loss. Okay. All right, I'm gonna mute you again. All right, y'all, let's go on to, so you've got your facts. I want everybody to kind of work along with us here. Now I want you to go back and circle your thoughts. And you don't have to circle every single one of them. You can just circle, two or three, or just one specifically that you wanna work on today. So you've got your fact and you've got your thoughts. So raise your hand if you want to give me your fact and your thought. Let's see. I think we got a different Jane here. Jane. Just Jane.
Jane.
Yes.
I'm the same. So my fact was I step on the scale. And my other fact was I weigh 203 pounds.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was you again. Okay.
Okay. And my thought is, why don't I do what I say I will do?
Okay. So that's a good example of when your thought is a question, right? A lot of us ask questions to ourselves. So what I want you to do to turn it into a thought is to answer that question.
Right. And I was just, and that's my next sentence is because Coach Heather says, answer the question.
Yes.
I say, I don't know why. I don't do what I say I will do.
And okay, so that's your thought. Your thought is, I don't know why.
Yep, and I guess I don't want it. I guess I really don't want to lose weight is my second thought.
Is that, okay, so that might be a thought too. If you're not sure, it could be like, maybe I don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, Liz, let's go to you. What is your thought? Oops, I'm telling you, it keeps jumping around. Okay, what is your thought and your fact and your thought?
My fact is I have, my husband passed away 15 years ago. I still have all his guitars, all his amps. I still have a whole bunch of his stuff. Fact is I'm not emotionally attached to it. Thought is I'm a procrastinator.
Okay, so fact is just all the stuff.
All the stuff
is like this is like, but even like calling it all the stuff is a little thoughty.
Okay. All right.
It's got a little, it's not like super boring, right? It's just like, I mean, it could literally, your fact could be a list of guitars and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's just stuff. That's your fact. And then what is your thought again?
I procrastinate.
I procrastinate on getting rid of it or something like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good to kind of clarify those facts. All right. All right, Becky. Do a couple more.
Hey, Betsy. So my fact was I step on the scale and the number has not changed for a year.
Okay.
My thought is I am disappointed I've not made much progress in the program for as long as I've been in it.
Okay. So this is a good example of something that like sounds like a fact, like the number has not changed for a year. Right. I mean, you could have data, right? You could show me data that
it's
is
a range. Fact. Let's not lie. It's a 5 pound range.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, right? That like, that's not really a fact then.
So I only have thoughts.
So your fact again, y'all, it is so boring. It is like, you could have a list of like dates and numbers, like dates.
So
and
it would just be my weight.
It would just be your weight. It could be your weight at one time, or it could be your weight over, the period of a year.
I weigh 150. Okay.
But your thought, it's so interesting, right? Because your thought is like, this hadn't changed in a year, but that's really not even true. So that's just something interesting to kind of be aware of, right? That like, you're telling the story about your weight that's like, not even true. So that then you know it's a thought. Okay. And then your feeling, we're going to get to feelings here in a second, but your feeling is disappointed.
Yes.
Because you're thinking like, it hasn't changed in a year. I don't know if it's going to change or whatever it is. And then that's your feeling of disappointment. So, okay. So speaking of, let's go on to feelings. So you have your thought. Now let's see what feeling that thought creates. So let's get McLean in here. McLean, what is your thought and your feeling?
Hey, everybody. So the fact was that the scale says less today than it did yesterday.
Okay.
My thought was, shit, I'm not going to be able to keep this off. And that makes me feel scared.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good example. All right, who else? Katie, if I can get you. Let's see. There you go.
Hi.
Hi.
So I raised my hand because I'm struggling with coming up with the feeling. The thought I have is that I don't like feeling unstable in my own brain.
Okay.
But that's where I'm struggling. And then listening to the last lady. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I could change it to I feel unstable, and then that brings up a lot of feelings.
So, but the feeling, and so just so everybody knows, be sure that your feeling is one word, right? And so your feeling could be unstable.
Okay.
And so it's thinking about like, okay, what am I thinking that leads me to feel unstable?
Okay. So some of the other thoughts. Wait, one second. Some of the other thoughts I underlined were like, I don't like when I feel unmotivated. I don't like when I feel uncomfortable. So that could be the thought. And then the feeling could be unstable.
Well, but those are all unmotivated is also a feeling. And what was the other one?
Uncomfortable.
So you've got a bunch of feelings in there. And so it's putting like, it's doing different, think, feel, do cycles with those different feelings in the F line. And then it's like, what am I thinking that leads me to feel uncomfortable? What am I thinking that leads me to feel unmotivated?
Okay.
So work on those. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Let's do one more feeling. Becky, you there?
I am here. Sorry. I'm getting bad news about my dad while we're on this call. I have to drop. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. You do what you need to do, Becky. All right. Let's go to Nicole. I can't remember who I've talked to or not.
Me?
Yes. Yes. You.
Hello.
Hi.
So the fact is I step on the scale and weigh 284. Thought is I've gained 95 out of my 100 pounds back that I lost. And the feeling is disgusting and defeated.
So I would put your thought up in the, I would consider your thought a fact. I mean, you could give me facts that, you know, that you have gained that weight back, right?
Right.
I think that's your fact. So what is your thought about you gaining 95 pounds?
My thought.
That leads you to feel disgusted.
I'm struggling differentiating the thoughts and feelings. So this is awesome. Thank you.
So
the thought, like thought about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. The thought about you, the thought about you gaining the weight.
That I won't be able to ever lose the weight and keep it off.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a thought like that. It could be, I shouldn't have ever, you know, I wish this hadn't have happened, or, you know, some sort of thought like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So see what you can come up with.
Thank you.
All right. I love this, y'all, because I mean, some of the best work we can do is just to work on separating out the facts from the thoughts, because a lot of times our thoughts feel like facts to us, right? They feel so true to us, but they're not. Because facts are usually very boring. They're a number on a scale. They are a, someone's words, you know, someone said something to us, like just their words. It's something that you can prove in court. It's something that everyone would agree on. And there's usually not a lot of facts in your journaling. Most of the time, it's mostly thoughts and a few feelings in there. So, okay. So I want you all to be thinking about one specific, you know, think, feel, do that we're going to be using to kind of apply the learning that we did today. Okay. So last thing we're going to do is the action line. So I'm not going to call y'all up. I'm just going to say, like, you want to think about, like, okay, what's your fact? What is your thought about that fact? How does that thought feel? One word, feeling. And then what do you do when you feel that feeling? For a lot of us, it's to eat, right? Because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to experience that feeling. For some of us, it might be to, we were talking about procrastination earlier. It might be procrastination. It might be to, to judge ourselves, right? It might be to beat ourselves up. So it might be to shut down, or to kind of, you know, retreat. And just not, you know, not do very much. So what are the actions? What's in that do line? Okay. Now we're going to talk about, I haven't seen much of the chat, but we'll just keep going here. Why don't everybody lower your hand? If you got your hand raised, I've got a few people with their hand raised. If you lower it, and then at the end, we'll see if there's any questions. Okay, so let's talk about turning the thoughts up and down, because that's what Corinne talked about today. Because you know that there are, this month we're talking, with Thoughts 2.0, we're talking about three different ways to work on our thinking. And so last week we talked about thought switching and just practicing a new thought. And then today we're talking about turning down the old shitty thought. Actually, y'all, I have a visual. Look what I did here. I got real crafty today. And I've got my old shitty and my new hotness that I got from camp. I stuck some magnets on the back. And I was like, they need a visual here. What Corinne talked about this morning is like a knob, right? That you turn up and you turn down. I think about, like, on the stove. I think about my parents' like old stereo that they had in their house, and how you turned up the knob and you turned down the sound, right? And so what we're going to do here is, with the old shitty, we're going to turn it down. And with the new hotness, we're going to turn it up. What do y'all think about that? I love the little visual that I came up with today. So, but it's just like, it's just really thinking about them as knobs, right? And turning down and turning up. And we got this idea from John Acuff within his book Soundtracks. And he actually got it from another guy that he talked about. And it's just like, what if we thought about thoughts as a dial, right? Or a knob, like, you know, as a volume dial. And that, and the amazing thing about this is that what it means is that the thought doesn't have to disappear, right? The old shitty, we know old shitty ain't going anywhere most of the time, right? I'm not holding out for old shitty to disappear anytime soon. But I know that I can practice turning him down a little bit, and I can practice turning this one up in, you know, on purpose, intentionally. So that's what this is about. So there's no off switch. That's what Corinne talked about today. And so we just got to get used to dealing with these old shitty thoughts just being around. And so what is this method good for? I think this was so good that Corinne talked about this morning, where, like, you know, because we got these three different methods we're learning about, and it's like, okay, let's kind of apply certain thoughts to these different methods, because some of them work better with certain methods. And with this method, the kind of thought that you really want to be practicing this with is the thought that you have, like, done a lot of work on already. It's a thought like that you've done all the think, feel, do cycles. You've journaled about it. You've, you know, like you're fully aware of it, and it hasn't gone away. And it's, I want to give y'all some really good examples, because that's really what I, you know, what I wanted to, what I was kind of working on this afternoon. Like, what would be a good example of an old shitty that's just not going to go anywhere? And y'all already gave me a bunch of them. Like, I'm not going to lose this weight. You know, I shouldn't have gained the weight. That was one of y'all, right? I shouldn't have gained the weight back. Corinne talked about her legs, right? She's just always going to have thoughts about her legs and, you know, and her, just her body. And she doesn't expect them to ever go away, and that's okay. Not good enough thoughts. This is mine, y'all. This is my old shitty that is just, I mean, every day I'm like, well, just not a good enough coach. Like, I could always do better. There's always more I could be doing. I, you know, so-and-so's better than me today. They didn't mess up like I did. You know, all this kind of just not good enough stuff. I hate how I look. Like, really focusing on specific body parts, kind of like Corinne does. I wish I wasn't overweight as a kid. That's a example that Corinne gave. Kind of like, you know, thoughts about the past, right, that we can't do anything about at this point. So it's these really kind of like totally useless thoughts. And so Corinne talked about this concept this morning that I wanted, and somebody asked about it in the Facebook page, about this. Again, the kind of thought that this method works well with. And it, she talked about thoughts that are bubble wrapped in logic. And I was like, wait a minute, what is she even talking about? But what she was saying was that, like, these are thoughts that we already know are, like, total bullshit. They're just totally, like, not helpful at all. Like, we know logically that they just, they're not doing anything for us, right? But we still also know, we're like, we're okay with knowing that they're not going to go, they're not going anywhere. They're not disappearing. And we're okay with that. But we don't believe them, but we also don't judge them. Like, we've really worked on that and known that, like, we know that that's not going to help us either. And so, anyway, I gave out, yeah, the whole thing about, like, it being bubble wrapped, like, it's like, we're already kind of working on it. And now we can work on turning it down. So how do you exactly do this? Right. We've got a few kind of different ways that we can work on turning it down. And, this may be kind of work that you've already done or work that you're starting to do on this thought. Like, think about where it started. Think about the earliest memory that you have of this thought. Corinne talked today about her thought around, like, having to do everything herself because her mom was working and she was taking care of her little brother. And, like, she knows that these mine, like, not good enough. I'm, you know, I realized just even recently, like, it came from my childhood. It came from me wanting to, like, keep the peace in my house and, like, make sure that everybody was okay and that kind of stuff. So when you understand, like, where it comes from, because a lot of these old shitty thoughts, y'all, come from our childhood, like when our brain was forming. And so that's why they're still hanging around, is because they came in when our brain was still forming, right? And so they're just still there because they're just part of our history, and they're part of our childhood. So you could journal about that and just really understand, like, okay, that's why this is here and it's probably not going anywhere. You write about why it's not true, or you've already written about why it's not true, right? Like, we're not questioning whether this thought is true or not anymore. Like, it's just BS. We know it is. Like, I know that I'm good enough. I know that I'm a good enough coach. I got all these, you know, people that tell me, you know, that I'm doing a good job. I haven't gotten fired yet, right? I've even got all this stuff outside of me. But I also know that, you know, it's just not true. You've also already thought about what you want to think instead. And so that's the kind of the next thing that we're going to be working on here in a minute, is thinking about what you want to think instead, because that's this one, right? That's new hotness that we got to start turning up. And it's like, if you don't know what new hotness is yet, you can't turn her up. And so I'm going to give you all some good examples of what your new hotness can be. And the other thing that you can do with this thought is you can get coached. She talked about getting coached. She talked about the Facebook group, Ask Coaches, our one-on-one program that I work in most of my day, you know, and so there's just all kinds of different ways, getting on a coaching call, all that kind of thing. So how do you turn down old shitty? So there's a few things that she talked about today. You just draw a line in the sand, y'all. With this kind of stuff that you just know is not true, you know it's BS, you know that you just don't want to believe it and that you don't believe it, you just say it's a no. You know, Corinne talks about that, right? No more. It's a no. And that's how you just repeat that, and that's how it just turns down this old shitty. And, you know, it goes back to this concept of soundtracks that John Acuff wrote about in his book. You know, like, we've got a shitty soundtrack that we can turn down, and we've got a new hotness soundtrack that we can turn up. And another thought, you know, another way you can just turn down the old shitty is just that, you know, it's just not useful, right? This isn't helpful. This isn't useful. This isn't working for me. Those kind of thoughts. It's like, it's not a fight with your mind. It's not like a big argument. It's just like this calm kind of conversation, like, this just isn't useful. It's not helpful. And then this is something I think, you know, I love what Corinne says, like, this is just shit my brain likes to think. But it's just not a dramatic thought. It's just, this is just what my brain likes to think, and that's okay, because I don't believe it anymore. It's like not giving it oxygen. There comes a time with thoughts like this where you don't need to be journaling on them anymore, right? You don't need to be, like, fondling your thoughts anymore like this. It needs to just be a no, and you don't need to be reminding your brain about it. And that's when you start practicing the new hotness and turning up the new hotness. So that's what we're going to talk about now. This is the fun part. So, and this is what I want y'all to work on. We've got some time. So I want y'all to, if you know what your new hotness thought is and you want to share it with the group, raise your hand and I'll bring you up in just a minute. But I'm going to give you some examples of what you want to turn up, what you want to amplify, right? And so there's kind of different options here. So it's a new thought. It can be a new thought. For example, like, for some of you all, it might be like, I'm working on believing that I can lose this weight. I'm working on believing. You know, I'm using those kind of ladder up thoughts that we have in that first page of the planner, where it's just like, I'm open to the possibility that I can lose this weight. Something like that. But it can also be like, it doesn't just have to be like a you know, switching to a new thought. It can just be like, you know what? Like, for me with this, I'm not a good enough coach. I don't even need to practice like I'm a good enough coach. I just need to like move on with my life and get back to work and just focus on like how great my life is. Like, I don't even need to do a direct, like redirect of that thought. And so you just move on to a better topic, to a different topic. You can focus on gratitude, what you're really grateful for. That's why we have those things that those three spots in the planner to focus on that, because it feels really good when we're thinking about what we're grateful for. You know, Corinne talked about how she thinks about, you know, what she loves about Chris. I always have one blank in my planner. I reserve one blank in my planner for what I'm grateful for to my husband every single day. And I try to think of different things that I love about him every day. Sometimes it's the same thing. A lot of times it's, you know, he doesn't care that I fall asleep on the couch almost every night or something like that. Right. And so you can think about gratitude. You can think about the future and who you want to be in the future and goals that you want to achieve in the future. This is how you turn up new hotness, y'all. Corinne talked about this today, where you can borrow someone else's belief. Like, go to our success page. If somebody could put in the link to our new success page, and I'll put it in the call, in the show notes, in the replay notes. But we have this new success story page. And it's all these amazing success stories. And so borrow someone else's belief and start working on this thought. If they can do it, maybe I can do it too. And then I think those are all the examples. A new thought, just a new, better, different topic in your life, gratitude, future focus, and borrow someone else's belief. And of course, all of this was what Corinne talked about. Thank you, Miss Emily Young, for putting in that success stories link, because it's just this amazing page on our website. It's pretty new, so a lot of y'all may not know about it, and it's just a bunch of our success stories. And so just fill your mind. Like, what's a better use of your mind's time than focusing on this old shitty, right? That's how you turn this down and turn this up. And so just, you know, take 5 minutes and read like one or two success stories. And then ask yourself, like, okay, if they can do it, how can I do it? Okay, y'all. We've got a few people with their hands raised. So tell me your new hot, maybe tell me your old shitty and your new hotness. Kate.
Hi. So my old shitty would be that I'm just not winning at life, not good enough. And my new hotness thought is, I'm doing really well in life. Let's celebrate what is actually going well.
Yes, yes. And then you like put your brain to work on what that is, right? And like,
yep,
make yourself like come up with some specific examples, right? What it could even be, like a question, like that's a useful question, right? In the thought line, in terms of like, what is going really well in my life? And that gets your brain working and coming up with ideas. Love it. Great awesome. Job.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Kathy Stone.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm supposed to tell you my old thought?
Your old shitty and your new hotness. What are you going to turn down and what are you going to turn up?
Okay, so if I could have managed myself through COVID, I might be at my goal already.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good, like, what's the point kind of thought, yes. Right? Like, oh, I want the past to be different. Yeah. I like to think of that as like leaning up against a brick wall, like trying to knock it over, right? It's just exhausting and pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my new one is, this is not a useful thought. Wishing away time is not desirable. I spent time learning about my snacking habit, spend time with kids, watch my daughter grow up, and even learn some new skills.
Love it. The only change I would make is that like that first part about like whatever wasn't helpful, just like delete that part, because you don't need to remind your brain that like what you did or that thought isn't helpful. I mean, I would take that out and just focus on what you did, you know, accomplish and what you did learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. All right. All right, Lynn.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so my old shitty thought is I have a hard time thinking of good things to say about my body. My new hotness is I'm working on seeing the good changes in my body.
Yeah, and then I would get more specific. I would, and this is one, and this is one of them.
I can start to see abs.
Okay. See, like you already came up with one, right? And so, again, that may be a time where you ask yourself a question to get your mind working. Because y'all, it's amazing what happens. Like when you put your brain to work on like useful questions, it works in the background all day long trying to find, because, you know, your brain's just like a computer, right? Whatever you put it to work on, it will produce for you. And so it could be like, what do I love about my body? Or what do I like about my body? Or, you know, just asking yourself a real useful question there would be good too.
Okay.
Okay. Good stuff. All right, Ms. Heather.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
My old shitty is I know my body will never be perfect. And my new hotness is, but what if I end up loving it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, again, that's another useful question, right? Yeah. Like, what if?
Yeah.
And it kind of even becomes like, what could I love about my body? What do I love about my body, right? And you can kind of build on that. Put your brain to work on it. I love it. Good job. All right. We're going to do just some more of these because we got some more time. Anne.
Hey, it's me again.
Yeah.
Okay, so early my old shitty was that I have wrinkles and stomach rolls. My new hotness will be after going back to work, after being home for 14 months, I'm getting compliments every day. So I need to accept compliments.
There we go.
And right. No one has judged my rolls or my wrinkles.
That is such a good example of kind of like switching the topic, right? Just kind of like not focusing specifically on the freckles and the rolls, right? It's just like really just switching to something positive, right? Into something that feels better, right? Yeah. And you don't have to argue you don't have to argue and even focus on, you know, and figure out the freckles and the rolls necessarily. It's like, let's just switch topics and focus on something that we're, you know, that's going well for us, that we're grateful for, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Love it. All right, let's do a few more. If you've already gone, will you lower your hand? I think it's just Heather and Ann. Clarissa. Oh, hold on, you moved. Okay, I think you're good.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
My old shitty thought was I'm exhausted physically and mentally. And my new hotness is basically I'm strong, I am loved, I have a man who adores me, and no matter what, she trusts me because my future is there for the taking and I'll enjoy the heck out of it while looking, feeling, and loving life.
Well, that's a pretty awesome thought. And that gives like that thought. I mean, there's so much in there, right? That you get your brain like reminded of and like, okay, what's an example of this? What's an example of me being strong? What's an example, you know, and like, yeah, I get to remember this amazing, you know, partner that I have and all these kinds of things. Love it.
Thank you.
So good. So good. Before I forget, y'all, remember from last week, we did the your best thought switches. And this list, it's on the hub page of the course, you know, the Thoughts 2.0 course. This might help you come up with some new thoughts to turn up, right? You know, to thoughts that turn down and thoughts to turn up. So thank you, Joan, for posting the link to that document. All right. Let's see. Lori. We got Lori, and then we've got maybe one more. What have you got, Lori?
Well, I was sharing that I look in the mirror and I think I have a huge butt and my hips are too wide, which is a thought I've had my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But the new hotness is like wide hips. That just means I'm going to get to thigh gap that much quicker.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love that you talked about, like, you're aware that you've had this thought most of your life, right? And so if it hadn't gone away now, it's probably not going anywhere. And that's okay, right? And you can just, and I love that you're bringing in some humor to it. Y'all, heaven forbid, we like have some fun with this whole process and like laugh a little bit and have some fun with ourselves. Love it, Lori. Really good. All right, Miss iPad 2. I'm not sure what your name is. There you go.
Hi. Hi. I'm Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
My thought, my old shitty is I can't drink wine without binging on snack foods. Okay. And vice versa. They go together in my life. And my new hotness is I am practicing drinking wine and eating snacks without overeating.
There you go. I love that because, you know, that old shitty, you know, a lot of times our old shitties are these like absolute kind of thoughts like I can't, you know, I shouldn't, all that kind of stuff. Right. And you have turned it around and, you know, you're turning up a thought that is like more kind of open. Right. You're practicing things. You don't have to be perfect at it. All that kind of stuff. Perfectionism is definitely in the old shitty category. So
perfectionism came up in my journaling.
Yes.
that is tied to that.
Yes. And so it's like, okay, how can we turn down the P word and turn up the other P word, which is practice, right? And practice. And as we know from the stages of, you know, of growth, we only ever have to be at 80%, right? And not even have to, we only ever, you know, get to be at 80%, right? There's no perfect anywhere around here. So love it.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? Does anybody have any questions about this whole process? You can raise your hand and ask me any questions. And since we just got a few more minutes left, I don't think I'm going to break y'all out, but we can just do a few questions here at the end. McLean, what have you got? Oop. There you go. Okay. Oh, wait. Let me try to ask you to unmute one more time. I think you can unmute yourself, actually.
I got it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I want to make sure I got it right. Mm-hmm. It basically sounds like when you hear your usual old shitty, instead of trying to just abolish it and get rid of it, you try to drown it out. Like it's a trigger for you to use that new sentence, the new hotness.
Yes. And it's just this, I think one of the biggest concepts is just this whole thing of turning, you know, like we can turn it down, but it's not like there's a zero, there's a zero level, right? It's just like, I think just a big thing with this is just like, it's okay for it to just be there at like one or two, you know, volume level. And then these other ones can be up a little bit more. So they just, they kind of drown out. But I was like I like to picture when I think about thoughts and like think about old shitty, I picture like a stage, right? Like a, you know, a performance stage. And like, what thoughts do I want on the stage to be like, you know, in front of me performing most of the time? But then the old shitties, I picture like this guy in this like ratty recliner, like backstage, like those are old shitties back there, but they're like there. And like, he may decide he wants to come on stage one of these days and that's okay too. But it's, you know, it's all this part, it's all a stage and thoughts are just kind of like, you know, moving in and out. But the more that we can just practice having the thoughts that we want to have at the, you know, at the front, these other ones can be back here just hanging out. And can come up front every once in a while. And that's okay too. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, Terry. What you got?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. Because what I work on continuously is drinking. My thought is I keep giving myself permission to drink. My new thought is, I am willing to keep practicing till alcohol loses its glitz and glamour. Do you think that's helpful?
I would caution, because it's still got that word glitz and glamour. And your brain, like, it, a lot of times your brain doesn't hear like the whole thought. It just like kind of attaches to like drinking and glitz and glamour. So it still makes that association, right? And so I think it would be good for you to think, okay, if you don't want alcohol to be glitz and glamour, what do you want it to be? How do you want it to be in your life? And that can be your new thought.
So I want it to be a neutral enjoyment.
Yeah. I mean, it can just be something like, I mean, you could just say that, or you could just say, you know, I want to be able to enjoy alcohol, you know, every once in a while, whenever I plan it, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's a good thing that you pointed out, right? It's like when you talk about what, like a new hotness thought, you really want to focus on what you want, right? Not what you don't want. Because again, your brain just kind of attaches to certain words. And so really focusing on what you do want.
Okay.
What relationship you do.
All right.
Good question. All right, Miss Kathy. What you got?
Hi, I had a question. When you're journaling, what I find is I don't always have any facts at all. I'm not exactly sure what to do there, but like I got, yeah. So if you could.
Yeah, that's common. That's common because sometimes we just kind of dive right into the thoughts. And so what would be interesting is, I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a fact, but it just might be interesting to say like, okay, if I had to come up with a fact for this topic I'm journaling on, what would it be? So for you, if I ask you that, what would it be like? What was your thought that you were working on, or a thought?
Sorry. So my thought was, I'm always going to be alone, and all my siblings, you know, are married, and I'll be, you know, every family wedding alone.
So, I mean, you've got a thought right there. All my siblings are married. That's a fact.
Oh, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, we could prove that. You know, you could show me the marriage licenses, whatever, right? We could all agree on that because you have, like, definitive proof.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah, all my siblings are married is your fact.
Okay. All right. So, I guess I just need to be a better fact hunter.
Well, it's just a practice, right? It's just what you're, yeah, just you're working on. You're working on it. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. All right. We got a couple more minutes. Crystal looks like she's outside in the nice weather. What you got?
So, my old thought, it was kind of long, so I think I'm going to break it down into two, was it makes no logical sense that I stopped doing what was so easy before. And this is in relation to a regain. And so I think I've decided, you know, break those two things apart pretty well with new was it was easy before and it can be easy again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that your old shitty thought even has easy in it. Right. And so you don't even need to change that, but it's, So that's a good point that you pointed out. Sometimes you want to limit your thought line to one sentence, right? Because you can always do just additional think, feel, do cycles with additional thoughts, right? You want to do as many think, feel, do cycles as, you know, as you can, right? And come up with as many thoughts, because sometimes one thought creates one feeling and action, and one thought creates a different feeling and different action. And so you want to, you know, always work on expanding your emotional vocabulary and, you know, figuring out what feelings are going on there. So good.
So I have another question kind of related to that. So I have a list after that of all those things that I used to feel like I had, like on lock, water, sleep, not eating out of emotion. Like, you know, I had all of these, this list of things like on lock. So to speak, as Corinne would say, like, would you separate all those things out or try to go with that more generalized thought?
I would just play with it. I would play with it. I would be like, okay, would this thought lead me to practice all these things? you know, consistently, or did it like back when I was doing them consistently, did I have different thoughts about like about water? Did I have a different thought about water than I had about, you know, practicing stopping and enough? Right. So you could, you know, break it out just for fun. Right. Just to see what comes up and see what different thoughts. But again, it may just be that one thought is helps you, you know, get back at with, you know, with all those.
Yeah, I think that I probably do need to split up because it feels a little unrealistic to think of some of those things as easy anymore.
Okay. Yeah. And it would be interesting to break them out and see like, okay, which ones, you know, do I think are easy now and which ones do I not think are easy, right? And what are my thoughts about those? And then what could be my new hotness thought about, you know, about practicing these different things. Good. Good Thank question. You. All right. Okay, guys, that is all we have time for because I'm really supposed to limit these to 1 hour. This was so much fun. I love Lou looks like she really wants to. Okay. She looked like she really had something important there. But if y'all do have any questions, like bring your Think Feel Do's, bring your old shitties and your new hotness to ask coaches. And like, we will help you, you know, look at them, right? And see if it's, you know, something that's, you know, if we have any kind of thoughts about them and like what, you know, can help you really work on finding thoughts that you can turn down and turn up. So, all right, y'all, this was so much fun. I just love seeing all your faces. And I believe that, I'm not sure who will be back. I think it's, yes, Miss Julie, Coach Julie will be here next week with y'all. And I'm working on our last way to work on our thoughts this month with Thoughts 2.0. So, and we'll have the chat transcript and, you know, the replay and everything up sometime tomorrow. Okay, guys, see y'all later. Bye.